Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1239 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our life is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I'm nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Many feel that the trials that they face and the struggles that they go through are overwhelming. Maybe you feel this way today. In our meditation today, let us consider in comparison. We all face trials and struggles. Of course, the trials and struggles that we go through personally always seem greater to us than what others may be going through. It is like the saying I once heard, most surgery is minor surgery, unless it is the surgery that you must have. Yes, we do face trials, hardships, struggles, and difficult times in our lives. It may be physical, emotional, financial, relational, or even spiritual, but they all seem difficult to us. The question I must ask, though, they are difficult in comparison to what? Most struggles that we do face in life are not life-threatening. You may fail financially, and while the struggle is real and difficult, you will work your way through it, even if it takes a number of years. Many people struggle emotionally, and yet through God's Word and with the help of others, those challenges can be overcome. You may have relationship issues, but they can be worked through, no matter how desperate the situation appears when you are in the midst of it. If you are in spiritual conflict, through God's Word and in prayer, you can overcome it. Even if you do face life-threatening physical illness, accidents, or persecution, the struggle is very real, and yet we must ask, in comparison to what? Think about the struggles that the Apostle Paul went through when he proclaimed God's kingdom in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28. He describes this. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I have worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped many times without number, and faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced dangers from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as the Gentiles. I have faced dangers in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. I have faced dangers from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then, besides all this, I have the daily burden and the concerns for all the churches. Yes, Paul struggled. And you may also struggle with deep anguish. This may be difficult, but in comparison of what yet is to come, our troubles are small and won't last very long. We must never give up, but keep pressing forward as the Apostle Paul also exhorts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things that we cannot see will last forever. How could Paul describe his endless trials as small and not lasting very long? He tells us he could see they produce a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. And you want to go on, but some days the road seems so long. Let us meditate on this. God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival will be worth it. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me on this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,238 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.